For a business to be around for more than 50 years, you know they must be doing something right. At D&H Drugstores, something right has always been service, convenience, trust, qualities that build lasting relationships. D&H has been a part of this community for so long because D&H cares about so much more than just filling prescriptions. It's about our family taking care of your family since 1956. D&H Drugstore, your family drugstore, on Broadway at West Boulevard and on Paris Road in the Haithman Village Shopping Center, Columbia.
Welcome to Radio Friends on this Monday, October the 21st. We've got one guest today. His name is Lorenzo Lawson. I think second time you've been on Radio Friends with us, Lorenzo.
Yes, it is.
And you're here to talk about the Youth Empowerment Zone. Now, last time you were on, we were talking about all of the crime that has been taking place in the city of Columbia, something that 20 years ago was unheard of to the extent that we have it today.
Exactly.
And you are trying, you and your group, your people, your organization, really trying very hard to make a difference. Do you feel that things are getting better? We're on the right track?
Well, I think that we are looking at, for solutions to make it better, not only the Youth Empowerment Zone, but we also co-founded the Silence the Violence Coalition because we know that it's going to take more than the Youth Empowerment Zone to attack this multiplex problem.
What is it? Silence the
Violence.
Silence the Violence.
Yes.
Commission. What is that?
Well, last year around, I think it was around April, myself and Bishop Lester Woods, he came to me, he said, man, one of his members got killed and was a young man that got shot to death. He said, we got to do something. So we created a march. We started off with a march, and we started at the courthouse and marched around the inner city and ended up at Douglas School. And I mean, it was like a couple of thousand people came out. And from there, we began to put together different committees and things to see how we can attack this problem.
People listening to us right now or watching us on the internet, what can we do to help this?
Well, right now, we have outgrown our facility over on Roger Street, and we've been blessed by the Atkins Group, Tom Atkins and his family, with a larger facility where we are doing expanding our programming. My staff have been certified as gang prevention, youth violence prevention, and we want to be able to work more with the juveniles, those that are being released from juveniles, and even public school. Those kids that they feel like they can't serve, that they're kicking out in the streets, we're finding that these are the same young people that are committing the crimes. And what we learned during our training as gang prevention is that most of these kids come from a similar background, and that is a single-parent household, poverty, and the gangs, they usually recruit them by saying, hey, we'll be your family. And so the Youth Empowerment Zone, that's what we are. We are becoming the surrogate family for these young people.
So what you're saying, many times gangs are formed because the kids that are in those gangs don't have a family or don't have a family that they can relate to. So they're making this family with gangs.
Exactly.
You're trying to go in and say, wait a minute. You don't need to be part of a gang and commit crimes to have a family. We're your family, and we can do good things.
Exactly. These kids, usually, they're coming from teenage parents, usually a single-parent mom, no male role models in their household. And so when these older males approach them, and usually they are in need of some type of financial help, and so they're offering them, you know, some type of way, you know, usually they can't get jobs. for instance. Well, the drug industry is always there to harm. So the Youth Empowerment Zone, since we've been in existence, we've been able to place over 300 of them in employment situation where they can make a legitimate funds.
Instead of dealing drugs.
Instead of dealing drugs or robbing or breaking in folks' homes, we show them, and we got 42 corporate partners that are willing to help us put them in job position. Well, we have to train them, because most of them come without the basic life skills, such as how to write a resume, how to fill out an application, or even dressed for the interview.
People listening to us right now, if they want to help out, somebody there and say, wait a minute, I've got time on my hands. I want to help these kids. It may not be a pleasant job, mm-hmm. and it may be difficult.
Right.
But if somebody wants to help, what can they do?
Well, they can contact us. We have a couple of ways they can contact us. Number one, you can contact us by phone, and that's 573-256-1896.
256-1896.
Or you can stop by. We are currently located at 1204 East Rogers. That's right about a half a block up from Columbia College on Rogers mm-hmm. Street. Or you can visit us on the web at www.yez.web.
Okay. Somebody wants to volunteer. What are you going to ask them to do?
Well, we have volunteers come in, for instance, professional like yourself. We want them to come in and talk to the young people about your career, say, and give them the facts of what it takes for you to become a host like yourself, or even do mock interviews with the kids and give them critique on what you think, that they didn't look you in the face or you didn't shake your hand. We got mentors. Just simply being there for a young person and be their mentor, whatever they want to talk about, whatever problem they have, befriend them to the point where they will call you or at least start talking to you and revealing
and start to feel like somebody has faith in them.
Exactly.
All right. If people want more information, give them the phone number again.
573-256-1896.
Okay. And this is a Youth Empowerment Zone.
Exactly.
And you feel like you're making progress?
Yes. One more thing, Paul. We're needing some donation of materials, lumber. We need pro bono work for us renovating our facility.
Okay. If somebody wants to help out with donations that way, again, the phone number, we're out of time.
573-256-1896.
Okay. Thank you, Lorenzo Lawson. Please come back again.
Thank you.
Our program directed by Travis McMillan, Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers, KBIA. Our floor director is Sifun Alyong, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Bonson. See you tomorrow.